Inside COVID-19 from BizNews.
It was back in early March that we spoke with Andrew McPherson, who is an executive with Old Mutual, when he tested positive for COVID-19. Andrew, at the time, you were, well, very much an outlier in a South African sense. I remember you picked it up on an overseas trip. How long did it take for the virus to work out of your system?
Sometimes I don't know if the virus is out of my system because I still can't smell. People say they get tired and stuff. Sometimes I feel a bit tired, but I think it takes a while. So it was a good 20 days before I tested negative. So the 19th day I was still positive and 20th day I was negative.
Just say that again. You still can't smell.
So I still can't smell.
You know, it is interesting. I had an interview today with Dr. Joe Barnes, who was saying that we don't yet understand the longer-term impact of this COVID-19. And she said there's some very serious after-effects that are coming from elsewhere in the world. So, yeah. And you're still relatively young. I mean, how old are you?
45. So, look, I agree with that. But, you know, it's not unique. This is what I struggle with sometimes. This is not unique. You know, in 1968, there was the Hong Kong flu, which I think got you to South Africa in about 74. And my mother actually contracted when she was pregnant with me. And she still got a hearing problem from that virus.
How interesting.
Yeah, so these viruses do have effects like this.
You know, that's so important because many people are of the impression that, oh, well, I'm going to get it and then I'll shake it off and no harm done. But in fact, we don't really understand. And your instance is now showing that because you're healthy, you're 45. There's no reason why you should have after effects.
I don't know. Look, I'm asthmatic and I've had bad sinuses for my whole life. So maybe that's got something to do with it. But I have heard that people... There's actually a self-help group somewhere that on people who've kind of haven't got their smell back. It sounds quite common.
Other influences?
No, pretty much that's it. Otherwise, everything's back to normal.
So what happens now that you've had the virus? Presumably, you're immune to getting it again.
This is the one irritating thing is no one wants to stick their neck out and say that. But based on science and based on the way the body reacts to a virus, your body... you know, it produces antibodies. Those antibodies circulate your body and attack cells with the virus in it and they kill cells. And so the virus never replicates within your body. They've done a drive recently to donate plasma. So I went to donate plasma and they checked my body. I've got the antibodies. So therefore, for a period of time, while the antibodies are in my blood, I shouldn't contract the virus again and I shouldn't be able to infect anyone again.
So do you walk around as per normal? No lockdown for you?
No, I don't, because I'm trying to encourage like responsible behavior as well. So, you know, I wear a mask and I try and do my bit. I just think this country sacrificed so much for this virus that, you know, I want to try and play my part. You know, and I just think, you know, if I'm running around without a mask on, it's unfair on other people. People are going to get scared and nervous and angry and justifiably so.
Are you back at work?
I mean, look, we're back at work, but I mean, I don't think there's any plans to go back to work until next year. I work from home.
You're not back at the office then?
No, back at the office. No, I mean, I think Old Mutual probably remain closed for the rest of this year.
We heard today that Alan Windey, your premier in the Western Cape, has tested positive. He's 55 years old and a type 2 diabetic. Have you got any suggestions you'd give to someone like him or indeed anybody else who's tested positive given your experience?
The thing with this virus is how it impacts on people is just so completely different. I mean, I know a friend of mine in Joburg, his aunt got it. Her aunt is 75 years old. The aunt had a cough and it's gone. It went straight through the aunt. I know another friend of mine's father is 86. It went, hardly affected him. There's a person I know, a production manager. He's very overweight, high blood pressure and with diabetes in his 50s. He would be a key case for coronavirus, and the virus didn't affect him at all, went straight through. And you know, then you get healthy people who get really sick from it. I don't know what the answer is. I don't think anyone does. I'm probably the wrong person to give anyone advice. You know, the one thing I found with myself was because I never really got that sick. I had a headache and I had some aching muscles, but I continued to do some exercise. But I find that exercise is good for, you know, it gets everything in your body kind of going. And I heard there was someone else who was in the hospital who continue to get out of bed and do their push-ups and sit-ups every night and day. And so, you know, so maybe some gentle movement as opposed to just lying in the bed, if you can, get out and move around a bit and do some exercises.
You've lived personally with this virus for longer than 99.9% of people in South Africa. How are you reading the great debate, as it were, the guys from Panda who say it isn't a big deal, we must open the economy and get back to work again because relatively speaking, not that many people are going to die. And then the epidemiologists who are saying there could be long-term impacts from this. Don't get it if you possibly can.
When we had that first interview, my view was that we had to lock down, we had to keep everyone safe. But, you know, if you go through the history of humanity, basically, like in 1918, you had the Spanish flu, the 1940s, you had the Asian flu, 1968, you had the Hong Kong flu. Now, Hong Kong flu killed 1 million people in the world. It killed more than 100,000 people in America. Now, if you adjust the demographics and you adjust for globalization, this is probably going to be similar numbers. And in 1968, they had Woodstock, they had the Vietnam War, they had free love. Everyone carried on. And you know, these viruses, they come and go. And I don't know. I'm not an expert. But the more I look at it, herd immunity in a responsible manner is probably the way to go. You know, that doesn't mean that we all go running out into bars and gyms acting crazily. I just don't think you can afford to keep your economy locked down, because the other impacts of that are far worse than the impacts of the virus. But at the same time, we can't just live our lives spreading the virus. I just think it'll have a detrimental impact on society and on the healthcare system, eh? The impact that you have on other people's lives. And that's the biggest takeout for me on this whole thing was, if I look back on my behavior, I mean, I had a business trip. I quickly decided to do a ski trip, which was probably, in retrospect, a selfish thing to do. I came back. My mother wanted to fetch me from the airport. And I said, no, but I could have lived with having killed my mother because she fetched me from the airport, because I went on the ski trip. And that's the biggest risk I think we run from our behavior is if you're not responsible, the impact that you can have on other people. I don't know what the answer is, but I just think we can't afford to go back into a lockdown. And if you look back over time, humanity, our immune systems adjust to this virus, and this virus won't go away. It will be here forever now.
But from your perspective, even though you can't get sick again or unlikely to get sick again because you have antibodies, you still want to set an example by wearing a mask, which I guess many people would think is rather strange.
Yeah, I just think that so many people have made massive sacrifices for us to slow this virus down. Now, you know, to go running around and having, like, I don't care, I just think is irresponsible. I do. I mean, I sometimes think, you know, I'm a bit of a mixed bag, because I've got very different feelings on this whole thing. But I do think we need to try and be as responsible as possible, you know, while getting on with our lives. You know, conscious of the fact that never in the history of my life has my actions been able to have such an impact on other people. You know, if I look at it from my personal experience, I feel that the world has completely overreacted to this. I mean, if I look at my parents, who are in the 70 to 79, who are my biggest concern. If my parents were to contract the COVID virus, the mortality rate on 70 to 79-year-olds is 6%, 7%. So even if my parents contracted this virus, they would be very unlucky to die from it, because 93, 94% of people will survive. I mean, I think my parents' age, driving long distance in the car is probably as great a risk, if not more of a risk, to them. I just think to completely shut the world down, to close supply chains, to create poverty, to subject the poor to what they have, job losses, people lose their businesses that they've spent their lifetimes building. I don't know if that was the right way to go. But then on the other hand, I see people, there was a terrible story about that young girl who lost both her parents within the space of a few hours, you know, and there's that story. So I'm sure she's got a very different view on this virus to what I have.
Inside COVID-19 from BizNews.